Shalom and good morning. We are right in chapter 4 of the book of Ezra, and we want to do the first 7 verses only because of the magnitude and the information and the revelation that is released into these parts. We don't want to do many verses, but we want to do a few verses just to take time to cover. And we'll still continue when God gives an opportunity in other sessions. Now, the coming back or the end of captivity and the children of Israel were supposed to return, we want to remind ourselves of the pattern which we began by looking at it, and it is formed by letter R. One, they were supposed to return. After returning, number two, but in returning, there will be repentance, and we see it again. There will be returning, and repentance is part of it. Then after returning, there was supposed to be rebuilding, which we have already done in chapter 3, rebuilding. The building has started. But as the building started, the enemy started to oppose, or the enemy started to stop or to fight back the rebuilding. And we will be able to see how we are supposed to resist. So we go to the third theme or the fourth theme of resist. How do we resist the enemy? We are not looking at the resistance from the enemy's point of view. We are looking, all these are, we are looking at God's people point of view. The people, God's people are the one who are returning. The people of God are the one who are repenting. God's people are the one who are rebuilding. But how God's people are going to resist? James and Peter says, resist the enemy and he will flee away. So we'll start to look at resistance of God's people and how at one time that resistance is not easy because it's a lesson in the spiritual realm. Remember, after resistance, we will still go back. We still continue to understand more that this will come back now to repentance. Major theme of repentance by when Ezra comes back, and finally there will be restoration. Restoration will come. Restoration and replenishment. And all other things that God is supposed to do, you know, the double portion will come. That is the big pattern. Now here, we want to understand something to do with resistance. We want to understand resistance, but particularly in this session, we want to give ourselves to the form of oppositions. Now, last time when I gave you the worship, because they were supposed to come to return for worship, you know, the rebuilding, they were to rebuild the, you know, the stronghold for worship. I talked about three words. I talked about what is worship, why do we worship, and how do we worship. When we answer the question, what is worship, one word we can use is essence. When we answer, why do we worship, we answer the question, function. When we answer the question, how do we worship, we talk about forms. Now, we want to use the same words for opposition. We have got what we call, what is opposition? Why is there opposition for the rebuilding? And how did the enemy resist or oppose the rebuilding? And this part, we want to look at something that is very critical And I know the Lord is going to help you. The Bible says that when the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exile were rebuilding a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and to the heads of the families and said, "Let us help you rebuild, because like you, we seek your God and have been sacrificing to him since the time Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here." Now let's go straight to the form. Let's start from the form of resistance. Of course, what is resistance? These people are not resisting the Israelites. They are resisting God. That's the essence. They're fighting God. Everybody who come against what God is doing, and they come to the children, they're not resisting the children, but they resist the will of God. And they do it so that they can frustrate the work of God. But what are the forms? The first form that we want to look at here, that's why we're taking a few of verses, is the one we talk about: compromised. Compromised kind of worship. Now, this is the worst of all of it, where the enemy comes in and hide or disguise himself as an angel of the light. Look at what the enemy is saying, that let us help you because we worship, we seek your God, and have been sacrificing to him since we were brought here. Is it true that the enemy worship, seek our God? One of the greatest mistakes that has made the church to be defeated to this very day is the error, or is the belief, that people, all people, worship the same God. One of the things that we need to put very clear is that we do not worship the same God. Look at our traditional elders. We don't worship the same God. When they say, "In God we believe," you ask, which God? We have got very many gods. We have gods of the mountains. We have God of the hills. We have God of the oceans. We have God of money. We have God of prosperity. We have God. God means the source. We know that the Bible gives four ways that we can look at our source, or we can have four types of gods. God number one is in Psalms 121, where Psalm said, "I'll look up to the hill. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." There are four sources of gods, or four things can be termed as God. Number one are the hills. Hills talks about our traditions, talks about our ATR, Africa Tradition Religion. It talks about our elders, the way they worship. They have a different God. We don't have the same God. All religious group on earth, they may call him God or whatever, but it is not the same God as Jehovah. So we have got the traditional gods, the gods of the hills. Number two, we have got the gods of self. Some people trust in the hills, others trust in themselves. That's another source of God. They are people who have made themselves gods. They believe in themselves. They believe in the academics. They believe in their knowledge. They believe in their strength. They think that they are sitting in the seat of God. Number three, they are the gods of darkness, the god of the dark places. There are so many people who believe in those gods, and we have got the God of heaven, He does not live in the mountain. He lives above the mountains. He lives in heaven and he lives in us. He has chosen to come to live and make his home in us. Now, so when these people say we worship the same God, it's not true. So what is needed for us is discernment. To discern is to know what spirit is at work. Is it the spirit of human? Is it the spirit of hills? Is it the spirit of Jehovah? Is it the spirit of the darkness? So when we are able to discern which of the gods is working, and I tell you, people, because of education, they make themselves gods, and we need to discern. That the name discerning is when you tell the difference, is when you are able to evaluate which God is at work here. And so here, when they came, they say, we want to worship. And that's how people have done this. They discern. I want you to know this. When the Israelites were coming from captivity, the enemy, the pagan, they were stirred by God to give and to sacrifice and to support them as they were coming. And the Israelites accepted. Now here, the enemy is offering to offer sacrifice and support, and they reject. Because you have to know, is it God? There's a time God can authorize the enemy to come and bring you, and you accept. So there are times you accept and there are times you reject. So we are not supposed to say that we are not going to go to the, you know, to the people of the world, to the politician, and get what they have there. No, we are not bowing to law. But there are times we say no. So we need discernment is needed in that one. And so the first one was that compromised hiding of identity. May God help us to know how to expose the enemy and say, this is not the same God, and God has given us the spirit of discernment. These people, when they say we worship the same God, that's called syncretism. Syncretism is the mixing of religion. They were having several religious groups. So they worship the gods of the hills, the God of heaven is, you know, the God called self, the God of darkness. When you mix all those and you have got a mixed up of all of them, you have a sacrifice that is called, or a kind of worship that is called syncretism. So remember, we are talking about building of the temple or the building of the stronghold, and this, and the term worship, we need to keep understanding that there is different kinds of worship. There is the four types of worship. There's the worship of darkness, because the worship of all those gods, there are four types of worship, and you can worship all of them. When you worship all of them, it's called syncretism. You can worship the God of the hills, the God of the self, the God of the heaven, and the God of the darkness, or the God that is all of them mixed up. These are all the five types of worship, and we need to understand what is it. So they used to that. But the Bible says, but Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the heads of the family of Israel answered, you have no part with us in building a temple to our God. They said no. And we need to come and say, we are not doing that. We don't allow you to do that. And we must fight. That is a battle that we have been called to fight. And if that brings you down, may it be so. But we have to stop and say, no, we are not allowing that. They said, we alone will build it for God, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, commanded us. Now, that was the first form of opposition. And they were able to resist. How did they resist? They resist through discernment. One of the ways to resist, we are already in the theme of resistance. How do we resist? We resist through discernment. We resist by knowing which God is at work. Then the second form here, and we only mention here because time is gone, is that the people around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and to make them afraid of building. Now, two methods are also used here of opposition. Number two is about discouragement. Now, when the enemy discovered that they have been known, they are set away, the way they are coming as an angel of light, but they are darkness. They are coming as wolves in sheep's clothes, and they were known. They were discerned. They were discovered. They now came in their true colors.
Others will always follow. What are their two colors? They discourage. Discouragement is the second form of opposition. Discouragement is where whatever you do, you're frustrated. And they discourage. And number three is that they can cause fear. They make them afraid to go to the building. They make children afraid to go to school. They make women afraid to go to church. They make people afraid to worship God in public. And people have to know how to resist by going and having a form of worship that is corresponding to this. For example, if we have people who are there and they want to destroy you because you are going to the public to worship, worship in private. If you are meeting in temple to worship, worship in homes, worship in small groups, worship under trees, worship as you walk, worship when you're in the sea, worship when you're two. You don't need to worship the many of you. You need to take a form of worship that will be able to resist the work of the enemy. And God has given us that. And so the third one is that they bribed officials to work against them and frustrate their plans. These are two, the bribing of issues and the two, they frustrate the plans of God's people in all the entire reign of King Cyrus. Now, bribing is where you get people who seemingly look like from within you, who come and tell you, please don't dare, these people are tough. They sell fear to you. And they make people not to go on to the rebuilding. And this one, we'll keep on fighting them. So in the next session, we want to look at another major one of the opposition. But we need to know how to resist the work of the enemy until he flees away. Sometimes it's not easy, but we are called to resist. Father, we give you grace. We give you praise. Give us grace to know how to resist those oppositions as we rebuild in Jesus' name.